There was a meeting last month where a man almost ruined 8 years of good work with one sentence. He leaned forward, heat in his voice, fingers mid-air over the keyboard, and then he stopped. He didn't hit send. That pause saved a career.
Picture it. 30 minutes into a heated project review, someone calls out a mistake that costs time and pride. He drafted an email reply that would publicly accuse a teammate. It felt justified. It felt clean. He hit delete instead of send after a single 3-count breath. The room cooled. The team stayed intact.
I've done the opposite. Typed a reply at 2 in the morning and sent it like a drunk driver hitting the gas. I woke up with regret and a text from a coworker that changed the rhythm of the next week. That's a cheap mistake that costs more than we think.
This episode is about a single, repeatable standard you can use tonight. Call it the reputation break. An emotional firewall you deploy the same way every time, so you answer from intention, not impulse.
Why one standard? Because multiple strategies become choices in the moment, and choices under stress default to habit, usually the worst habit. One simple rule removes the decision. You do the same thing every time. Over time, it becomes automatic, and it protects your reputation.
So it's not therapy speak. It's not 5 steps you forget. It's a single action that buys you space. That space is where you decide who you want to be in the situation.
Here's the core method. Breathe in for 1. Hold for 1. Breathe out for 1 3-count breath. On the out-breath, anchor a small physical or mental cue. The breath shifts your nervous system just enough. The anchor makes the pause automatic.
Why it works, briefly. A short, slow exhale engages the parasympathetic system and lowers reactivity. The anchor links the calm to a physical or mental trigger, so next time you don't need to remember the steps. Your hand or phrase does the remembering for you.
Okay, anchors. James, give the options. Keep it practical. Some of these sound weird until you try them.
3 anchors to choose from. First, hand on chest, right over the sternum. It's tactile, quiet, and signals your body to settle. Second, a silent fingertip press, thumb to index finger. Discreet, works at a desk or in public. Third, a short mental phrase, something like standards first, or answer with intent, said silently.
If you're driving or can't touch your chest, fingertip press. If you're at the table with your partner and it's getting hot, mental phrase. Pick one that fits your life and use it every time.
Now a 5-minute daily drill you can do tonight to build that automaticity. This is exact. Follow it word for word for 5 minutes. You don't need equipment.
Minute 1. Sit upright. Close your eyes if you can. Practice the 3-count breath 10 times. Inhale 1. Hold 1. Exhale 1. Attach your chosen anchor on the out-breath every time.
Minute 2. Simulate a trigger. Think of a mild annoyance, a terse email, a petty comment, a delayed response. Let the feeling rise for 3 seconds, then do the 3-count breath and anchor. Repeat 5 times.
Minute 3. Increase intensity in your imagination. A meeting where someone questions your work.
a bad review. Let the discomfort come, then pause with the breath and anchor. Repeat 5 times, paying attention to how your body shifts.
Minute 4. Run through an actual script. Say it aloud or in your head. I'm hearing you. I want to respond carefully. Give me a moment. Then breathe and anchor. Repeat 3 times.
Minute 5. Reflect and log. 2 quick metrics. How many regret emails did you send today? And rate your calm from 1 to 10. Write them down. That's it. Minimal tracking keeps you honest without getting in the way.
A quick credibility break. A listener sent a short vignette last week. He said he was about to reply to a message that blamed him for a missed deadline. He did the 3-count fingertip press and typed a different message. Let's talk tomorrow and sort this. The other person responded with, "Thanks, that helps." Small move, big effect.
And a quick coach note, habits form fastest when paired with the same context. Do your 5-minute drill at the same time each evening. Anchor the anchor. Make the pause the default response to stress.
3 short applications. Before and after scripts, so you can use this today. Work email. Parenting. Road incident. Listen and file these away.
Work email. Before. This is unacceptable. You failed to review this, and now we're behind. After. I see the delay. Let's align on next steps so we don't miss deadlines again. The second keeps the problem, removes personal attack, preserves options.
Parenting. Before. Stop it right now. You're embarrassing me. After. I'm asking you to stop. We'll talk about this after dinner. Same boundary, less escalation. You get compliance without breaking trust.
Road incident. Before. Watch where you're going, idiot. Silence. Or. I'm going to slow down and let you pass. One avoids a fight that costs time, energy, and reputation.
Tracking is simple. 2 micrometrics. Count regret emails sent that day and record a 1 to 10 calm rating before bed. Do that for 7 days. That's the quiet pause 7. It's small enough you can stick with it, and it gives you real data.
If you want accountability, share a 1-sentence check-in with hashtag quiet pause 7 or use the 2-question form we put in the episode notes. 1 sentence. Day X. Calm Y/10. It's anonymous, fast, and builds momentum.
A couple of important cautions. Don't frame this as passive or weak. The pause is a disciplined action. It's choosing strategy over reactivity. Also, pick the anchor that fits your culture and comfort. Don't force hand on chest if it feels wrong.
If you doubt it will stick, remember, consistency beats intensity. 10 mindful pauses today are worth 1 heroic effort that burns out. Use the 5-minute drill each night. Track 2 numbers. That minimal routine builds the habit.
Question for reflection. Where in your day do you default to impulse instead of decision? Pause. Notice that place. That's where the reputation break belongs.
Start tonight. 5 minutes. Pick your anchor. Do the drill. Log 1 calm number and 1 regret count. Little moves stack up.
Hold yourself to the standard. Start with the pause. Strength doesn't need an audience. Begin the 7-day pause challenge tonight and see what a single standard protects.
If this matters to you, subscribe and come back tomorrow. We'll build another small standard together.